Madison could lose between $8 and $16 million in shared revenue because of the state's $1 billion deficit. Now a Madison alderperson wants to hold off on committing funds for the redesign of State Street. But Madison planner Bill Frühling believes that may be an overreaction to the budget crisis. He says the makeover of State Street isn't necessarily doomed, even if the state does end up giving Madison less shared revenue.
I think it's really too early to tell about that. This is an important project for the community, and part of the next phase is putting together a financing plan for the construction of this project over a number of years. And I think we've said all along that even before the news of the state budget came out, that we need to be creative in looking for sources of funds for this.
State Street hasn't been redesigned since the 1970s. That's when the popular artery connecting the state capitol and UW-Madison was made into a pedestrian mall. The proposed redesign would cost $15 million, with the feds kicking in $1 million. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.